It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Say, do you remember that old hymn that said, now don't worry, I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to say the words to you. I may even forget some of the words. It says, what a day that shall be when my Savior, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. You know, God wants us to be happy while we're here. And he wants to remind us that one day we're going to see him and he will take us by the hand. I believe that Christ is the first one we'll see when we leave this life as a Christian, as a saved person who has trusted him as Savior. And when we do leave, he's going to take us by the hand. He's going to lead us around. And what a day that's going to be. But, you know, we're here now, and we've been studying in the book of Ecclesiastes, and there's some dark places in this book. There's talk about death. Thank God there's talk about life as well. There's contrasts going on here. And as we're getting to the end of this book of Ecclesiastes, we're not only looking to the older people who are mentioned in this book, and as we look around and we see older people in this life, but, you know, Solomon speaks to the young people as well. And as we've been studying, we're getting ready to end chapter 11 here. In verse 9, it talks about the young people. It says to be happy while you're young. Don't go around with a long face. You can be happy. Be happy. And once again, as older people, we need to give them something to really be happy about, and that is Jesus Christ. We need to introduce them to our Savior and let them know that as Christians, they don't have to go around with a long face and they don't have to be unhappy, but by receiving Jesus as Savior, they'll be even happier trusting him as Lord and Savior. Verse 9 actually tells the young person, remember this, while you're young, you're still responsible. You know, you be happy, but remember, if you know, when you leave this life, you're still going to be responsible for what you do. And in Romans 14:12, it says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And not only will the old give account to God, so will the young. And this, of course, is the age of accountability. When a young person reaches the age of accountability, then if they leave this life without trusting Jesus Christ, they too will give an account as to why they did not receive Christ. Well, what is the age of accountability? I don't know. I don't know the exact age. I believe it may be different for different youngsters, but I believe it happens when that young person realizes there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And, you know, we don't always like to talk about hell, but there is a place called hell. Jesus spoke about that more than he did heaven when he was on this earth. And I do know that he wants everybody to go to heaven, and he wants us to shun hell. He wants us to stay out of there as human beings. And that goes for the young person as well. When that young person gets to an age that they know right from wrong, they know that that God wants to save them, that they need Jesus Christ as Savior, that's the age of accountability. And that young person needs to be aware of that and needs to receive Christ just as we older people have received Jesus Christ. Now in Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, it says, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints. And that reward comes to the saved person now. And it goes on to say, and them that fear thy name, small and great. This would be the saved people, those people who have trusted Jesus as Savior, whether you're old or young, and you're with the Lord there, this is going to happen. You're going to receive a reward. And it goes on to say, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And then Revelation 20 and verse 12 says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. It makes no difference who you are. You'll stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And you get in that book of life by trusting Jesus as Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible says no man comes to the Father but through Him, but by Jesus Christ. And the book of life is going to be opened there. And it says, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And this would be the unsaved people. If you're not in the book of life, if your name's not written there, you're going to be judged for your works. Now, the saved person will not be judged for their works, because why? They're in the book of life. They've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, so therefore they are in that book. They are in the book of life, so therefore, just as the Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to His mercy that He saved us, Titus 3:5. And as that unsaved person stands before the Lord, they're not in the book of life, so they'll be judged out of the book of works. Their works is going to speak loud. Their works is what has taken place on this earth. And in other words, they've never trusted Jesus as Savior. And once again, this goes for the young person who's come to the age of accountability. Once again, I don't know how old that would be. That's something that we don't know the exact age. Some think it's 12 years old. I believe that it could be earlier than that. It's when that young person realizes that they need a Savior. They need Jesus Christ as their Lord. Young people will stand there who have never trusted Christ. And it's sad to say, the Bible says, now all those who are not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. That's sad. Jesus does not want anyone going there. He wants everyone in this life to receive Jesus, Him, while they are able to. And while they're able to, it means that when you leave this world, it's too late to receive Him. When the breath of life leaves you, whether you're young or old, it's too late. You need to receive Him now. You need to be happy now in your young days and in your older days. If you are up in years, you need to receive Him as Savior. And as a saved person, whether you're old or young, you need to be happy in the Lord, trusting in Him to lead, guide, and direct you. Well, now we go into chapter 12. This is the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. And we've talked about young people in this last section of chapter 11. Well, the preacher doesn't stop there. Solomon doesn't stop talking about them. He's going to continue on a little bit here in chapter 12. But the objectives in this chapter, I believe, is to consider what further counsel the preacher offers to the young, and to note that what happens to the spirit when the body dies. And it also is to hear the preacher's conclusion after his search for the meaning of life under the sun. That means the meaning of life while on this earth. Let's look first of all here in chapter 12, advice to the young. And we see this as we read through this this chapter, verses 1 through 7. But let's look at verses 1 and 2 first. It says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Now, once again, he's continuing on speaking to young people. Remember the Creator. Remember God in the days of your youth, he's saying, while the evil days come not. In other words, nothing has happened that has bothered you at this point. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, nor as you grow older, he says, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. Well, once again, some people say, well, you know, I just can't understand all that. And I've heard people call these verses mumbo jumbo. They simply don't understand. Well, first of all, you get saved and you can understand the scriptures a little more than the unsaved person. I say a little more. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And the more you study, the more you learn. And there's people who study more and there's people who know more by studying the Word of God. But this is not mumbo jumbo. This is the Word of God. And this is what He wants us to hear. Well, these verses, verses 1 and 2, I believe it's saying, remember God, young person, verses 1 and 2. Remember God. Listen, young person, remember, know God. Even now, while you are young, verse 1, and while nothing bad or evil is happening to you, remember God. And before the years come in which you find little pleasure, remember God. Remember God while everything is bright and not gloomy. You need to remember that God has given us everything. Young people need to be reminded of this. And it's sad that in our schools, our public schools, that God has been left out. And children are simply not being reminded and shown who God is. They're simply not learning the way of life. And that life is Jesus Christ. That way of life should be Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And as young people grow, they need to be reminded, and they need to know about God. They need to know about Jesus Christ. And once again, prayer has been taken out of the schools. The Bible is not read. We look around us and we wonder why our country is in the condition it is in. It's because God is being left out of so many areas of the human life in our country. It's being left out of the schools. And, you know, it's sad that it's not only being left out of the schools, it's being left out of the home. God is not present in the homes, and in many homes anymore. God is not mentioned. Prayer is not offered at breakfast, lunch, dinner, or supper, whatever you want to call that meal of the day that comes in the evening. Prayers are not offered up to God. People are simply not thankful to God. Why? Because they haven't been taught. Many times people are not saved, and it's because they have not been shown the way of life. This takes place in the schools. God is forgotten. This takes place in the home. God is forgotten. He's ignored. And it's sad that in many churches today, God is forgotten. God is placed on the back burner. People would rather have entertainment than they would have the things of God. They don't understand that God is the one who brings joy. It's not the songs. It's not the clapping of the hands. It's not the jumping up and down. It's God who brings the joy. And do you have that joy today? The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I pray that He's your strength today. Let's pray now. Father, I pray for these who are listening. I pray for that person today who does not know you as Savior. May that person say, Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior right now. For that saved person, may that person say, Lord, I want to serve you. Thank you for saving me. For Jesus' sake, amen. I am pleased that you joined me for Lesson 26 of Ecclesiastes. You won't want to miss any of the lessons taken directly from the Word of God, the Bible. God told Solomon to ask for what he wanted. Solomon asked God for wisdom. And God gave Solomon his answer in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 12. God said, "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there any after thee have the like." Let us ask God for wisdom and knowledge as we study His book, the Bible. Join me next time as we study Lesson 27 of Ecclesiastes.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.